CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. One person has died in a collision near Meaford. It happened just after 6 o'clock last evening on Highway 26 east of Woodford. Two vehicles collided and an occupant of one of the vehicles was pronounced deceased at the scene. Three other people in that same vehicle were taken to hospital with injuries. The occupant of a second vehicle was taken by the air ambulance to a trauma center with serious injuries. The identity of the deceased has not been released as police are trying to notify relatives. There have been several other fatal crashes in the region this week, including one southeast of Stratford, one west of Drayton, one involving a cyclist in Southgate, and a fatal glider crash near Mount Forest. The Realtors Association of Grey Bruce Owen Sound saw 232 homes change hands in June of 2022, a sharp drop of over 40% from June 2021. On a year-to-date basis, home sales totaled 1,437 units for the first 6 months. That was a drop of 21.7% from the same period last year. However, the overall MLS composite benchmark price was pegged at $629,300 in June. That was up nearly 19% compared to last year. Meantime, home sales in the Huron-Perth region dropped by nearly 16% in June over a year ago. The number of homes sold through the MLS system of the Huron-Perth Association of Realtors totaled 190 units in June. Home sales were 11% below the five-year average. The overall composite benchmark price was $632,000 in June. That was up about 16% compared to a year ago. The municipality of West Grey is asking for public input regarding the name of a local bridge. The family of former West Grey politician Carol Lawrence wants the Heritage Walkway Bridge in Durham renamed the Carol Lawrence Walkway Bridge.
The bridge is located in the Lions Heritage Park. A release states that the proposal includes the installation of a plaque at the bridge entrance from Garafraxis Street, recognizing Lawrence's achievements during her time serving on municipal councils, boards, and committees. The proposed plaque can be seen on the municipal website. For CKNX News, I'm Ryan Drury.
People can go to westgrey.com to provide feedback before Thursday, August 4th. The Inspiring Our Future campaign receiving a major donation toward the Brussels Morris Grey Community Centre. The Yutzi family of Brussels Transport committed $250,000 to the campaign. Donations will help with the creation of 6 expanded dressing rooms, a new heated viewing area, streamlined foyer, new roof, and other modernizations for the community center. For more on these and other stories, head to CKNXNewsToday.ca. In sports, Major League Baseball, it's interleague action for the Blue Jays as Toronto hosts St. Louis. First pitch is at 7:07 this evening, and you can catch the action live on CKNX AM 920. A day after it emerged that the federal agency in charge of Canadian sports knew early on about sexual assault allegations against members of the 2018 World Junior Team, Hockey Canada's president will appear before a committee in Ottawa. The appearance today by President Scott Smith, along with retired CEO Tom Rennie, comes amid an ongoing scandal over how the hockey organization handled the allegations. Hockey Canada has been under fire since May when they learned that the members of the 2018 World Junior Team were accused of a group sexual assault after a gala event in London, Ontario. Police did not lay charges, but the woman at the center of the allegations sued. Hockey Canada settled the case for an undisclosed amount. The Listowel Cyclones will start their 2022-2023 GOJHL season on the road. They'll play in Caledon Friday, September 9th, followed by a Sunday game in Waterloo. The Cyclones' home game will be Friday, September 16th, against Elmira. Home games will begin at 7:30 p.m. on Friday nights. Becoming mainly cloudy with the chance of showers or thunderstorms, hot and humid. Tonight, cloudy with the chance of showers and a low of 17. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, maybe rain and thunderstorms, windy with a high of 24. Sunshine for Friday with a high of 23 and sunny on Saturday, high near 26.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.